Hi, Claire and James here. Just before we get stuck into this week's episode, we wanted to let you know the exciting news that the Midlife Reset Audit is now live. This is a first of its kind personalised diagnostic tool designed for midlifers by midlifers.
In just 3 minutes, the audit will help you pinpoint what's really holding you back from living your healthiest, happiest midlife. And most importantly, provide tailored strategies on how to take back control. Midlife doesn't have to be a time of uncertainty. It can be an era of growth, discovery and well-being. So to go ahead and take the audit, go to themidlifementors.com/audit.
It can be tough keeping the weight off in your 40s and 50s, but before you're too hard on yourself, understanding that there's a cocktail of hormonal changes happening that can make it harder to shed body fat and keep it off can help bring compassion and identify what steps to take.
In this episode, we look at 10 ways your hormones are preventing weight loss in your 40s and 50s and what to do about it.
Hi, I'm James Davis.
And I'm Claire Davis.
We're the Midlife Mentors, here to lift the lid on how to achieve health and happiness.
The balanced, no-nonsense way.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Midlife Mentors with me, James.
And me, Claire. Now, if you follow us regularly, you might notice that there wasn't one last week. Do you want to explain why, James?
Well, what happened was we decided to run a virtual event,
which many of you came to. Here we go, backtracking.
It is true. We thought we'd have time to see the virtual event and the podcast, but we had that and we had a big corporate project come in as well.
It is absolutely not the reason.
And then when we finally did get round to recording it, the equipment failed. It did not record.
He's actually laughing, guys. He's actually like sniggering. The equipment failed. He didn't. He didn't like fail
I never
to
failed,
press.
Claire.
We did the entire thing, basically. What we're going to do
again.
It
was really good as well.
It was really good. You sound surprised. Yes, so we did record it. And then when we went to do it again, we just thought, do you know what? Something's telling us. The universe is telling us just to wait a week and give it a break. Give it a break and come back stronger.
But we are back. And we are back talking about how your hormones are preventing weight loss in your 40s and 50s. And we've got 10 ways, 10 surprising ways, and that's happening.
Well, so actually, he's got 9, but he's added a 10th.
Don't spoil the surprise.
He's added a 10th one on, which is very tenuous. And
Grinch, you just ruined the surprise at the end.
And he'll probably make me read that one out, actually, won't you? But yeah, we have been super busy. James has just got back from running an andropause workshop at a massive company over in Canary Wharf, haven't you?
I have. I was live in an auditorium. Great to be back doing in-person events. It's also being streamed live around the world, actually. So that was really, really exciting.
Look at you go, Mr. D.
Yeah,
loving
that's
it.
That's great. We've got another 2 corporate presentations, workshops next week, haven't we?
Yeah, again around menopause and nutrition and stuff like that.
And then we've had just another one potentially come in for another client as well for andropause again. So
yes.
It's all happening.
It is all happening. We did do our amazing virtual retreat last Saturday. That was awesome.
So good to see so many of you turn up.
I was taking the mickey out of James, but actually I made a right boo-boo. I told everyone I did a meditation.
Oh, yeah. I've just remembered that. I'm getting grief for the recorder failing,
but you made us do
2 workouts back to back.
Pipe down, Mr. D. No, I did actually. So I said 9 o'clock for the HIIT workout all across email, and then on my meditation guided visualization I went, see you all at 9:30. So obviously we had to honor the fact that people were turning up at 9 and 9:30, so we did 2 HIIT workouts and some people joined the 2 HIIT workouts.
Least I didn't check with you before the morning started going, what time are we doing the HIIT, Claire?
Why?
Well, because I did check and you said 9:30, and that's why I was sitting relaxing with my coffee. You're like, quick, we've got to get down to Primrose Hill.
We had to quick foot it down to Primrose Hill. It was so funny. It was amazing, though. Great weather.
It was.
Anyway, what else have we been up to? I think that's about it, really, isn't it?
It feels like it's lots.
Yeah, just that. That's it, you know. And then we did a stress workshop last week as well that we ran last Thursday night, which feels like about 1,000 years ago.
Oh, we did another stress workshop last night for another organisation as well.
Oh, yes, we did. Wow. Yes. And yeah. There we are. That's
what's been keeping us busy. Without further ado, let's go into how your hormones are preventing weight loss in your 40s and 50s. So we ask you to pay attention to this. So a lot of people think that they're doing all the right things, what might seem to be common sense maybe, what worked for them when they're in their 20s and 30s. But despite that, they're still not getting the results they're looking for.
It can be really confusing and really, you know, people do come to us and they're like, I'm literally doing everything I possibly can. You might be hearing Lola barking at some flies in the background. I've shut her in the bedroom, but she still seems to be making a racket. Style it out. Anyway, so yeah, I mean, lots of people do come to us and they are really confused and really frustrated and they're really down on themselves because, you know, they might have their nutrition dialed in, they might have their exercise dialed in or think they have. But, you know, they're not necessarily getting the results and they're just piling on the pounds, they're feeling more sluggish, lacking in energy. And of course, that then affects our mental and emotional state as well. So it's really, really important to know what's going on with our body so you can bring, you know, you're more empowered to make like small incremental changes and also understand and be compassionate with yourself that you're not alone. It's not just you. So that's what we really want to bring to the table today in this podcast is create some understanding about what's going on so that you can be compassionate with yourself, understand you're not alone, and then start making the little shifts that we're going to give you because we always tell you what's going on and give you a tool to take away.
Actionable tips.
Yes.
Okay, so surprising thing number one is that you're losing muscle mass. This is largely due to the fall in testosterone. Whether you're a man or a woman, your testosterone is dropping. What that means is that you actually have less muscle mass. You're starting to lose your muscle mass. Now, muscle is metabolically active, which means that if you've got less but you're eating the same amount, you're more likely to store that energy as body fat. Mm. So what you need to do about that is start resistance training, hitting each muscle group twice a week.
Absolutely. You know what we say about resistance training? It's not just, obviously, it's not just about boosting that metabolism and keeping that metabolic rate high. It's actually physically as well. When we gain more muscle, we start to look more svelte. Mm. We start to look better. We start to feel sexier and look better as well. Exactly. And feel more powerful. So number two, you're becoming more prone to putting on more abdominal fat. Not only are you losing muscle mass, but you're also becoming more insulin resistant. Insulin resistance essentially means you're less efficient at transforming food to energy and are therefore more likely to store excess calories as body fat. So that's around insulin resistance. What you want to do around that is cut back on that pesky sugar because obviously the more sugar we have in our body and the more our insulin spikes. But if we're becoming more insulin resistant, we're just like basically got all this sugar kind of going around our body and then that sugar when it's unused gets stored as body fat. So really look, educate yourself on cutting back on sugar, educate yourself about food labeling. We've done whole podcasts on sugar. It is the devil and it's hidden in absolutely everything. So what you want to do is create a body that is more insulin sensitive.
Point three, you are hungrier or you overeat. That's because the levels of our hormone leptin are declining as we age. And leptin is the hormone that basically gives us the I'm full signal. So when that's lower, it's more easy for us to overeat. What we need to do about that is prioritize lean proteins. So that's stuff like fish, poultry, lean red meats, nuts, seeds, pulses, a good old protein shake, of course, and healthy fats. Again, nuts, seeds, good quality nut butters in our diet, because those types of macros, proteins and fats, will stimulate leptin, making us feel full sooner.
This is actually a game changer for loads of our clients. You know, a lot of the time we do need more protein in our diet as we hit midlife because of that reason. And also it helps with muscle mass. It helps maintain our muscle mass. But a lot of our clients come to us and say, oh my goodness, I can't actually believe just upping my protein levels a little bit more has just massively, massively helped me to feel fuller and therefore lose some body fat. Number four, you're stressed. So a common thing that goes missing at most people, you know, in most people's consciousness really is when they're not getting results. They come to us and we're like, what's your stress levels like? Most people say ridiculously high, but we have consistently raised levels of the stress hormone cortisol in our body. This acts like a multiplier for many of the negative effects laid out, the ones that we've already laid out. increased insulin sensitivity. So the more cortisol you have coursing around your body, it increases insulin resistance, tendency to lay down and hold on to abdominal fat. It also creates poor digestion, anxiety, low mood, muscle breakdown, and lowered libido. So you can see there, like as we've said, we do workshops all the time on stress. We did one last night. We did one for our clients and everything last week. And this is what we go in and talk to our, you know, corporate organisations about. Stress has a massive, massive impact on so many areas of our life. But obviously the weight loss side of it can be really, really frustrating. It's one of the things that people miss a lot. So get your stress under control. I know that's easier said than done, but you know, if you want our stress workshop that we ran last week, just reach out to us, let us know, and we'll ping you that across, because we give lifestyle tips, mind, body and soul, about how to bring your stress levels down. You know, we coach lots of people around these stress management techniques, understanding your triggers, understanding what you can control, which is always your reaction, and picking a new reaction that is in line with, you know, where you want to be, which is obviously less stressed and less anxious.
Your gut health is poor. So stress can impact your gut health. That's that cortisol again. As can a diet that has raised sugar and that's high in processed foods or low in natural fibers. So as you know, when you end up with a bloated belly or you've just got that poor digestion, maybe veering into IBS. But poor gut health can also impact your metabolism, making weight loss harder. That's because our gut biomes actually play a role in not only our mood and our emotional state, but in regulating our metabolism as well. So what we want to do is cut back on those processed foods, of course, the sugars, and increase our natural fiber intake. Natural fibers are like a prebiotic. Our gut biomes will feed off it. You can also consider adding probiotics to your diet as well. So live yogurts, fermented foods, things like that.
Perfect. And this one's really interesting. So number 6 is, you know, you're feeling flat and lacking motivation and energy to actually even maybe look at your diet, and you're not moving your body. You're probably like lacking energy, motivation. So it's much easier for you like to just sit there and watching Netflix or not really doing very much exercise and moving your body. Now, the reason this is happening, the reason we're feeling demotivated and lacking in energy is due to falling levels of our sex hormone, estrogen and testosterone. These play a massive, massive role in mood, as well as, and also for us women, that as our estrogen starts to take a nosedive as we go into perimenopause and menopause. Estrogen helps with the production and the transportation of serotonin, which is created in our gut. So it makes sense that when our estrogen is lower, the production of serotonin is lower. So obviously we're going to feel more anxious, low mood and depressed. So this is, you know, it's understandable. It becomes a vicious cycle. You can see like, oh, I haven't got the energy. I haven't got the motivation. I don't feel inspired to get up and do anything. But what we need to do is kind of look beyond that. We need to look further than that, because actually moving your body more and doing resistance training will really, really help lift your mood, lift those that serotonin, lift those happy hormones. Also taking vitamin C and D and zinc, they all play a role in supporting our sex hormones. So again, that cycle of kind of supporting our sex hormones, feeling a little bit more energized, feeling a bit more motivated, means that we might want to go out and exercise a little bit more. Obviously, supplements like black cohosh for women and ashwagandha for both sexes can help balance hormone levels.
Point 7, you're not sleeping well. This is really, really common. And when you're not sleeping well, obviously, that's going to increase your stress levels. Again, that means you're more likely to put on weight. There's a massive link between interrupted sleep and poor sleep and poor length of sleep and weight gain. Again, your sex hormones play a role in sleep, as does the hormone melatonin. That naturally decreases with age, so you've got that going on anyway. But the blue light from our screens also interferes with melatonin production. So practice good sleep hygiene. You want to keep your bedroom dark, slightly cooler, free of electronic devices, and establish a routine of going to bed and rising at the same time every day. And try and get off those screens at least 2 hours before bedtime, so you're minimizing that blue light.
Yeah, absolutely. And then the next one is number 8. Obviously, I've kind of touched on this a little bit with number 6, but you are feeling anxious and depressed, and you're obviously lacking confidence as well. So what happens when we're feeling this way? Very often, not only will we not be motivated to go and move our bodies, we actually comfort eat. So we're more likely to reach for, you know, the high carb food and energy rich food to kind of try and lift ourselves back up again. So carbohydrates stimulate the production of serotonin as well. So that's why when we're feeling low mood, low energy, we reach for the comfort food, the high energy food, because we feel like it's going to push us back up again. Obviously, we've talked about insulin, so you're going to go, once that happens, it's such a vicious cycle. You're going to eat those high energy foods. It could be, you know, like the cream cake. It could be, you know, white bread, white pasta, whatever. That's going to spike your insulin. You're going to be on an insulin roller coaster, and then what comes up must come down. So then you're going to be in a low mood again because you've got that sugar pumping through your body. You're insulin resistant. So basically, it's a whole vicious cycle of you wanting to reach for more comfort food. And obviously, that's going to make you put on more body fat. So that's how your feeling of anxiousness and, you know, depression, again, coming from those sex hormones and raised cortisol, is actually going to make you reach for unhealthy food.
So what you want to do about that is start adopting a morning routine. So this will help you get your mindset straight. You want to start practicing daily gratitude and work on cultivating a positive mindset. You want to basically switch from obstacle thinking to opportunity thinking. So rather than like seeing everything as a problem, start saying, what opportunities does that give me? And I can't emphasize this enough, you know, because our hormones and neurotransmitters can be out of whack at midlife, and they are having an effect on our thoughts and emotions, we want to make sure that we're actually doing this mindset work to rewire for success. And that leads me nicely on to point 9, and that is your brain is rewiring anyway. And when you don't have any goals or purpose, you can find it hard to get going on that healthier lifestyle or maintain it. The fact is that as we age, our brains atrophy, they shrink. Not only that, they can actually rewire, making us more prone to things like anxiety, stress, depression. That's again due to these falling sex hormone levels and the raised cortisol. The worrying thing about that is if we allow ourselves to stay in that state, it actually makes us more prone to it in the future. So what we want to do is actually set goals. Research shows us that working towards something helps our brain health, as does learning new skills, can actually stimulate new neural pathways. Surprisingly, exercise does as well. So just learn to start to be aware of your state, your mental state, and take active steps to change it when you need it, so you can wire in that new default setting of happy.
Yay. You see how this all melds into one. It's that, you know, we are holistic beings. So you might be thinking, oh, my body weight gain is just due to eating different things. It might just be due to exercise, or how I can help is changing my eating or changing how I move myself. It's not. It's actually changing the way you think. It's actually changing the way your emotional state is as well. So number 10,
aha, I knew he was 10. Right.
So he's left me with this. This isn't actually a point about it. It is a valid point, of course, otherwise it wouldn't be here.
Of course it is,
James.
All my points are valid.
So basically we do know that at this time in our life, in our 40s and 50s, it can be really hard to navigate all these hormonal changes. And, you know, like I said right at the beginning, we can feel really frustrated, really alone, not really understand what's going on with our body. And awareness precedes change. That's what we always say. Becoming aware of what's going on. Hopefully we've just like touched on a few things there. But becoming aware of what's going on really does bring some compassion. And also, therefore, you're a bit more invested in making those changes. You're like, okay, this is what's going on. This is what I need to do. However, you know, a lot of us are looking at Dr. Google most of the time. We're trying to piece all of this stuff together on our own. You know, you don't have to do that. There are people out there that can support you, can give you some accountability, and let you know what you need to be doing kind of holistically to start reducing some of the negative impacts of hormonal changes. You know, we're leptin, the insulin resistance, the cortisol, our sex hormones, testosterone, estrogen, progesterone, all of that sort of stuff. So actually looking at the whole, which is what we do on our program, which is what we help people do, and just making you feel like you've actually got a path to follow that other people have followed that has created amazing results. I actually said, I was speaking to one of our clients yesterday, it was so lovely. She said, you know, she's in a menopause group on Facebook, and she actually, it was so sweet. Someone put a post up saying, oh, you know, I just can't seem to lose weight. I am getting really down about myself. I'm really struggling. I don't really know what's going on, what I can do. And she put This lovely lady that's been on our program said, oh, you need Claire and James, you need Claire and James. And then a few people got in touch, which is just lovely, you know, because this isn't about us, it's about you. It's about being able to support you through what can be a really challenging time in our lives, and our body just doesn't play ball. And it's good to know why it's not playing ball and some ways to start shifting that. So there we are. That's it.
We hope you found those 10 facts, tips, and the tips that go with them really useful. What I say is, like, this isn't a question of going, oh, you know, which one of those tips should I do? You really need to start actioning all of them. But we also always say, you know, it's about the 80-20 rule. Just keep this stuff dialed in 80% of the time, and 20% of the time, you know, have your fun. But yeah, as we get older, we do need to keep an eye on this stuff, and making these changes will make a difference to your health, your physical health, your emotional health, your mindset. So as always, we'd love to hear what you thought. We'd love you to drop us a line. Team at the Midlife Mentors, join our free community on Facebook, the Midlife Mentors community. And we'll see you next time.
Yes, I think that's about it. Well done. Anyway, send you lots of love. Take care. Bye.
You've been listening to The Midlife Mentors with Claire and James Davis.
We'd love to hear from you, so drop us a line at info@themidlifementors.com with any questions or topic suggestions.
And make sure you join us on our Facebook page and YouTube channel. You can find us under The Midlife Mentors. Yeah.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode, and don't forget to take the Midlife Reset Audit now to receive personalised insights into what's holding you back from living your healthiest, happiest midlife. So go ahead and take the audit now at themidlifementors.com/audit.